Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Sports on a Sunday Morning. We've had a lot of fun talking about so many things. This really is a good time to be a St. Louis sports fan. I mean, Isaac Bruce goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Super Bowl is today. I know we have a lot of Chiefs fans in town, and we're excited for you. And it's a beautiful day to get outside and enjoy the day before the big game. And joining us is the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. It's February 2nd. We're getting closer to pitchers and catchers reporting, and this weather today kind of feels like a baseball day. I'm ready to get after it.
Yeah, it certainly does. It's hard to believe that majority of our team will probably be down in Jupiter probably sometime this week. Most of the front office and staff will also start to migrate down there this week as well. And I'll find myself on a plane, I think, next Saturday or Sunday. So right around the corner, and I think a day like today makes you start thinking about baseball for real.
I posted on Twitter yesterday that we were playing baseball games this month. In fact, you're 3 weeks away as of yesterday from the first game here on KMOX, the Cardinals and the Mets. Somebody said on there, I don't know if you really pay attention to Twitter, but somebody said on there, well, those games are meaningless. You know, some smart aleck. And I said, not for some players, they're not meaningless. I mean, these games are important, aren't they, John Mozeliak, for everybody? There's going to be some competition down there.
Yeah, I think like when you define importance, it's really for a lot of individuals on what they're specifically trying to work on, what types of impressions they're trying to make. And so when you think about spring training, I mean, I agree, it doesn't factor in into the 162 game season, but what happens over the next 6 weeks is critical, and it really helps set up not only how you think about your club and sort of the culture that you want to see in that clubhouse, but it also gives you a sneak peek at a lot of the talent that you may be tapping into during the year. It gives you a real clean idea of what that depth chart looks like, and so you know, I would imagine there's a lot of individuals as they enter camp, they know they need to have a big step forward. And so, you know, we could go through the roster and I think everybody would have a point of what they're trying to do from the best players down to the last guy on your 40 man. But, you know, that comment isn't true. And the part that makes spring training so exciting is because there are so many underlying stories that individuals are trying to do. It does make it very captivating and fun to follow.
I think that it's a spring training that's intriguing because this team is coming off an NL Central title, and you want to see what they can do to take those steps to do it again. There seems to be a lot of depth, certainly in the area of pitching and defense. We can talk forever about the offense and what you can and can't do to make that happen, but right now it's about seeing what you have and moving forward with that. What did you learn while everybody was in town during the winter warm-up, taking meeting with trainers, just overall, what does that do for you, getting all the guys together here in St. Louis just a couple weeks ago?
So one of the things that we've tried to institute over the last few years is having a much better idea of what the individual's doing in the off season. And there are specific players that from time to time will have one of our staff members from the medical team fly out and meet with them, especially if they have certain benchmarks that they need to be achieving or meeting. But the purpose of that big gathering when we're here for winter warmup is really to get a status check. And why is that important? Is you still have 3 to 4 weeks to address something physically if it needs to be done. But, you know, my one takeaway from this year's winter warmup in terms of the medical side, guys really use their off season well. And, you know, I think that's very encouraging for us. I think the message from our medical staff is being heard. And when you're thinking about these individuals in terms of their career and how they're investing in it, they're taking advantage of it.
Carlos Martinez says he's 100% ready to go and wants to get after that starting rotation. You know, I had John Gant sitting with me at one point during our interview session, and he said, hey, well, I'd like a crack at that rotation. There's going to be some competition, isn't there, for that fifth spot?
It really is, and I think probably the thing that's most complicated for Mike Schilt and Mike Maddux is going to be to find innings. I was actually on a call earlier this week with Mad Dog, just trying to think about strategy for B games, because there's so many individuals that want the opportunity to compete for a rotation spot, but the innings just aren't going to be there unless we get creative. And so I think you'll see a lot of that when you're down in camp, especially early on, just to give everybody a chance to touch the ball and also try to go 2, 3, 4 innings before we have to make more serious decisions at the midpoint.
How about Yadier Molina stepping up there? And he was in a great mood. It was great to catch up with him backstage. And then he went and did a press conference and said, hey, look, I'd like to be a Cardinal, continue to be. And if I continue to play for a couple more years, I want it to be with the Cardinals. That certainly makes fans feel good. How did that make you feel?
Well, the good news is he's under contract for this year. I do think at some point I'll sit down with his agent and see if what that next chapter or contract might look like. Haven't spent a whole lot of time to date on it, just with everything else going on, but I certainly imagine some point this spring we'll connect.
Marcell Ozuna goes to the Braves, and you had to handle so many questions about a certain third baseman, a spectacular third baseman in the National League. How did you handle all of that, aside from the fact now that we know that Ozuna is elsewhere, but the questions that keep coming your way about a player of Arenado's magnitude, and how do you deal with that? How do you look at that entire process, I guess I would say?
Well, I think that the easiest way to do this is to try to have transparency and some honesty. And, you know, obviously when you sit in my seat, not everything that is talked about or discussed can be something that you share with the public, because as you can imagine, there's implications, if you will, to other individuals. And, you know, the last thing you want is members of your current team to feel like they are being singled out or being trade bait when you don't know if something may or may not happen. And so, you know, clearly the month of January had a little bit more stress than normal when it comes to talking about player acquisitions, whether it's free agency or trade. But as I've stated to you for the entire month of January, and I'll begin the month of February, saying that, you know, we are excited about our club, and we feel that we're creating some opportunities for individuals that in the past just haven't really gotten that chance. Hopefully they take advantage of it, and if they do, we'll be a very good team.
You know, something that you and Mike Gersh also repeated in the media was that there really is no deadline necessary. There's one deadline, and that's the end of July, but you know, we get these sort of like false deadlines. Like you have to have something before the warm-up, or you have to have something before pitchers and catchers. Isn't the reality that it's always changing? I mean, gosh, in 2000, Jim Edmonds came to the team at the end of spring training. I mean, you know, things are constantly evaluated, are they not?
They are. I do think like those major like spring training trades are you don't see them as often as you might have years ago. I also think the trade market, it's changed a little bit, because there is that emphasis on June, July, and then, you know, sort of like marquee names tend to also be moved in the off season. But when you're talking about, you know, franchise type players, those deals are complicated. So, you know, just to echo the point we've tried to make all off season, is there really is no off season. It's just a perpetual type of roster management, and we try to do our very best to maximize that.
Final thing, how will you enjoy today? A little Chiefs 49ers, a little Super Bowl watching with friends and family?
Yeah, so I think I will cheer on the Chiefs, of course, yeah, for our home state. And then, yeah, I should have a pretty relaxing day, hopefully, and enjoy the sunshine. And you know, it's nice to see sun. I think it's been about 3 weeks for me since I've actually seen one, so it's great.
Well, it won't be long. We'll be having it all the time down in Jupiter, Florida. I always look forward to seeing you down there, and we will catch up soon. Thank you for these visits, as always.
Thank you. Be well.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. We'll be right back. We'll preview Super Bowl 54 next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.